Blog Talk Radio.
Yes, 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 brothers and sisters, sisters and brothers, a little delayed tonight right here, here on the air and in the ear, here we're at the... Yes, 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 yes. Are we on? Got some technicals right here on the Blog Talk. I don't know whether we're being heard. Don't know whether we are on the air. This is Yadin here. Ross Iadona Safari here. We're third day for Hanukkah. No sound, no sound? Is there any sound, bro? Yes, I see no sound. What time is it right there? Okay. Give thanks. There's sound. There was a little trouble dialing in right here, you know, here on the air. But here for the Hanukkah, Sameach, joyful Hanukkah, Rastafari, the Maccabees fighting holidays right here, resisting that assimilation. World, flesh, satanic, seclorum, right here, the meaning of Maccabees. What is Maccabees? What's the connection of Maccabees and Hanukkah right here? So give me one moment, brothers and sisters, right here, as we just refresh some of the boards, since we had a little trouble logging in, you know, here in this time, this season, you know, coming to this end of the year. So here. Yes, I, Rastafari. Make we begin.
Glory to the Most High Jah, Rastafari, King of Kings, Lords of Lords, conquering Lion of the tribe of Judah, elect of God, Light of the World. These Imperial Majesty, Emperor Haile Selassie, protect my son David as he traveled this lonely path. Steer my son far from bloody men who surround him with opinions sharp as daggers. Bless him with a vision to distinguish friends from foes. Bless his listeners with understanding and patience. Remind the critics that all judgment belongs to thee. May the words of thy mouth and the meditation of thy heart be acceptable in thy presence, Selah.
The struggle of the Maccabees was perhaps the ultimate battle for religious freedom. Since the time of Judah, the flames kindled in Hanukkah candles around the world each year represent a fight for spirituality. It is a battle that resonates from antiquity until the modern day.
Can't fool all the youths, yeah, you know. Because give me the Bible, give me the Bible, original Bible. Give me the Bible, rootsman Bible. Give me the Bible, the cultural Bible. Send generally, way down the country, we go check Maccabee, we send some sense. Call Daddy Roy, Charlie and Josie, Papa Briggy, we go praise his because we want the Bible, cultural Bible. Give me the Bible, Maccabee Bible. Give me the Bible, original Bible. Give me the Bible, the Maccabee Bible. Split up the Bible in a two, New Testament and Old Testament. All me a beg you, Mr. Government, Maccabee and the human manual. Teach black people how to live. Teach black people how to survive. Make them do what miss the right and not a wrong. Oh long wicked man, you shall have it done in Babylon. Yeah! Give me the Bible, one for me Bible. Give me the Bible, Maccabee Bible. Original Bible. What was written from the wise and prudent, now revealed to the babe and suckling. What gone but the man in general come good or evil. But right now black people them a sight of the light. Cause give me the Bible, waffy me Bible. Give me the Bible, Maccabee Bible.
What can you tell youngsters in the business, dancehallers, about what to do to be as consistent and to connect with the audience as much as you do at live shows.
Okay, thank you very much. They got to be consistent as you are, people who like to shine the camera with the bright light in my face anywhere I go, on the stage, anywhere in the country. You got to learn to read a lot and read conscious books, see conscious books, see conscious books, see conscious books. See conscious...
Seek y'all, seek ye out of the book. Dirshu, may all sefer of Yahuwah. Dirshu, may all sefer Yahuwah. Ukrau, and read, y'all. Ukrau, and read. Dirshu, may all sefer Yahuwah. Ukrau. Seek y'all out of the book of Yod-Heh, Weh-Heh, Yahuwah, Jehovah, he who be, who he be, his divine majesty, and read, Dershu, may Allah, Sefer Yahuwah, Ukrau.
Time is up, me now go rise in nature. So we can't leave the last day I alone. Can't leave the last day I alone. So we can't leave the last day I alone. No way, yeah. So we can't leave the last day I alone. No way, yeah. Because Jah is the
about love, and you don't read the Bible and get reality. When it comes to man called Earl, be able to sing for the Bible story. I happen to be the doctor of philosophy. Mercy, love, to you. One. Jamaica, heaven and earth, in a only 6 days. Upon the 7 days, in go rest and pray. He make the animals for me, the bird them filet. The green vegetables we eat every day. He make the whole universe them call the Milky Way. He make Adam and Eve, but them did not obey. Them have two, so me see them still the same way. Cocky and kill evil and him put him in a clay. So God call Noah immediately and tell him to gather all of his family. Then him take one flood, wash the wicked away. Old Papa Jacob a 12 boy picking it. Joseph gets a coat pretty like jewelry. But him brother them selling just too jealousy. Say Moses was born in a poor man's city. Them hide him in the river from Pharaoh's army. But him free the Israelites from captivity. David killed Goliath, gave Saul the victory. And then became king at the age of 30. Solomon gave Queen and Sheba all of him jewelry. So check early B with Bible story. Then put Daniel down in the lion chamber. Through the powers of God, then couldn't hurt him structure. Say Jesus Christ born in a manger. Joseph his father, Mary his mother. Them sell Jesus free a bag of silver. Then put him on the cross in race 3 days after. Peter cut off a man's ears with a razor. The cockfoo tries him deny the savior. Say this DJ must be a church member. Me know Deuteronomy, me know Joshua. Me study Solomon, me know Isaiah. Me say me name early, be me know me intelligent. Say anywhere me go, me say me act decent. Say when it come to violence, me know me innocent. Well here are the books of the New Testament. It's Chuma. Say Luke and John. Say Acts, Roman and Corinthian. You have your Legion, Ephesian and Philippian. Say Thessalonian and Thessalonian. Say Titus, Timothy and Philemon. You have Hebrew, James and Peter and John. You know the last two are to the Revelation. You say this DJ must be a Christian. A brain like mine's worth 10 million. So get this fancy funk your fit your man. A tune like this soon reach number one. Me read Genesis and to Revelation. Come in, is a youth, me have me ambition. Say me follow for me daddy and me follow for me mama. Cause I ain't is a youth and me no do nothing wrong. Say Jamaica, say heaven and earth. And that I make the sea and that I make the dirt. And that I make the pants and that I make the skirt. Jamaica, heaven and earth. In a only 6 days. And from the 7 days, him go rest and pray. He make the animals for me, the bird them filet. The green vegetables we eat every day. He make the whole universe and call it Milky Way. He make Adam and Eve, but them did not obey. Them have two sons, they said them sin the same way. Cocaine kill evil and him hide them in a clay.
Yeah. Because the way they've been taught about the Bible, that is not the way of the Bible. You know what I mean? Because if I was living in that world where the everyday interpretation of the Bible go on, then I would have ate the Bible too. But now that we have found the right way of the Bible, then the Bible is to be loved, because the Bible is a record of man creation. It's the only book tell you, it's the only book can make, can show you where mankind begin without any prejudice or anything like that, any boastiness, pride or anything. It just have how it go, and that's it. Mm-hmm. Well, all the Christian people, not even the Christian, all the people who go to churches interpret the Bible and the preachers them. That is not the right way. Because the greatest thing is that life, see, is life. Life I deal with. If the preacher read the Bible and tell you that you have to die to go to heaven, then he's not reading the Bible. Because the Bible tell you, you have to live in a heaven. You don't die and go to heaven, you have to live in heaven. You know, a lot of places on earth could be, but Africa is our heaven, because that's where we come from. You know, maybe if it's a Swiss, maybe if you're from Switzerland and the people know God, then maybe you could live in peace, unity, harmony, you know. But, you know, people are stubborn on this earth because of material vanity.
Kings, that man knew the instruction, which is called the Metzav Kedusha, so you know it as the Holy Bible. Holy Bible.
His Imperial Majesty.
To turn to another subject, Your Imperial Majesty, are there any passages of the Bible that have become especially meaningful to you?
I have the highest respect for the Bible as a whole. We also recognize the rightful name the Bible bears. We find that in all the periods of the Old Testament, in the time of patriarchs, kings, and prophets, great miracles were done. On the other hand, the New Testament, in which our Lord himself gave the command to go to all the world and to preach, is also of high value. Then Matthew, Mark, Luke, and John, the four Gospels, in which the sayings of our Lord are recorded, are pillars for all men on the earth. Therefore, the Bible should not be cut into portions.
Now listen to me. A special request to the pastor and the deacon, and dedicated to each and every Christian. Settle. Come and step in at your Bible. Bumbling, make we step in at your Bible. Well, watch your man, make me wake up now the morning in some single Bible. Then me lick me ganja pipe and take up your Bible. Make we step in at your Bible. Here's your man, come make we step in at your Bible. Well, watch your man, God made heaven and earth from sin, son and dust. Made all the creatures just to rule by us. But the devil tree given in a him to go just. God chose Papa Noah as a righteous man. Tell him to build a big ark and put it on dry sand. So ears of blood just send a flood on the land. Old man Moses, he was a great magician. He brought the red seas, a man a walk on the sand. I make him escape out of King Pharaoh land. King Pharaoh and his mommy sinking of the ocean. King Solomon, the man, he was the wisest man. Only thing he never knew, the secret of a woman. Try a case of a child and give it to the right one. A servant girl, help a mighty man. Now who gets leprosy become spread from the land? But what was this name, the man, it was name.
man. Happy dip seven times down in a river Jordan. And when him come out, him chucked a fit and strong. Him give thanks and praise and touch of the king, man. But show red, yeah, he catch Elijah servant. Old Papa Enoch, him was a very brave man. Them try to kill him, but he was a Christian. Him never stop, praise God, word from the land. Lived 365 years, him never lived long. And that was in the days when man were strong. Like old Samson, Joseph, man, a man and kill a liar. And Jesus heal a blind man before the crucifixion. Who grew Isaac, it was the man Abraham. John baptized Jesus in a river Jordan. Jesus great miracles to feed 9,000. In case you never know, it was the Galilean. And when them done pick up crumbs at 12 basket ram. It's time and super cat the hour walk in the yard. Know all history that side a river Jordan. Know Queen of Sheba and King Solomon. Know the 12 tribe of Israel of Richmond Zion. There are Levi, Joseph and Reuben. I see me ya Asa and Benjamin, Isaac and Yada. And the one called God. Naphtali, Judah and the one Zebulon. When the power and the prayer by Satan struck that. Jaja roll the lightning and Jaja flash the thunder. Man he know in himself he can conquer Jaja. Now give your soul to the devil, just give it to Jaja. It's time and Daddy get me, I teach your culture. For any time it's at me, I'm gonna rise in nature. So we can't leave the last day I alone. No way, yeah. Because Jaja is the la 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 la.
Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep, is deep, is deep. God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God. For they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him. And all the upright in heart shall glory, shall glory, shall glory, shall glory.
መዝሙር 63 በቅንፍ 64 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር። አቤቱ ወደ አንተ በለመንኩ ጊዜ ጸሎቴን ስማኝ፣ ከጠላትም ፍርሃት ነፍሴን አድን። ከክፉዎች ሸንጎ ከአመፀኞችም ብዛት ሰውረኝ። እንደ ሰይፍ ምላሳቸውን አሰሉ፣ መራራ ነገርን ለማድረግ ንጹሑንም በስውር ለመንደፍ ቀስትን ገተሩ። ድንገት ይነድፉታል አይፈሩምም። ለነርሱ ለራሳቸው ክፉ ነገርን አጠኑ፣ ወጥመድን ይሰውሩ ዘንድ ተማከሩ። ማንስ ያየናል ይላሉ። አመጽን ፈለጓል ሲፈቱንም አለቁ። የሰው የውስጥ ሐሳቡና ልቡ የጠለቀ ነው። እግዚአብሔርም ከፍ ከፍ ይላል። የድንገትን ፍላጻ ያቆስላቸዋል። አንደበታቸው ያሰናክላቸዋል። የሚያዋቸውም ሁሉ ይደነግጣሉ። ሰዎች ሁሉ ፈሩ፣ የእግዚአብሔርንም ሥራ ተናገሩ፣ ሥራውንም አስተዋሉ። ጻድቅ በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይለዋል፣ በእርሱም ይታመናል። ልባቸውም የቀና ሁሉ እልል ይላሉ።
Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep, is deep, is deep. God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded, though they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory, shall glory, shall glory.
Sameach, happy, happy feast festival here, the Hanukkah here in the season, here at day three, the eight lights of the Hanukkah right here, Maccabee, Rastafari, Maccabee's fighting holiday, and that was Psalm 64, according to royal order, today's daily psalm, corresponding with day three of Maccabees, of the Hanukkah here in the season. So let's ride up with a little more on the psalm. Royal Amharic right there, along with the KJV. Discover the version. That's not the King James Version. So we're going to ride up the Royal Amharic verse by verse. Right.
Shalom again. Shalom. Shalom. Here we have today's daily psalm. We have psalm.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth.
Shalom to Einayis Alim. Greetings. May health be given to you on I and I behalf. Today's daily psalm, according to the royal order, the Ethiopian Hebrews after the order of Melchizedek, and here in the Book of the Seven Seals, the Metzaf Kedus of Godamawi, Kedamawi, Haile Selassie, the conquering line of the tribe of Judah, we have today's daily psalm, Psalm Silsa Arat. Silsa Arat. Psalm 64, Mezmor Silsa Arat, from the Mezmor Dawit, the Psalms of David. According to the authorized, revised, Amharic Bible, weep not, behold, the lion of the tribe of Judah, the root of David, has prevailed to open the book and to loose the seven seals thereof. We have today's daily psalm, Mezmor Silsa Arat, Psalm 64, themed as Yete Sadavi Woch Kitat, Yete Sadavi Woch, Yete Sadavi Woch, the assaulters, the attackers, the assaulters Kitat. The punishment of the assaulters. Yete sadabiwoch kitat. Also themed as divine judgment. Today's daily psalm. Lemezam marana leka, to the chief musician. Ye Dawit Mezmor. A psalm of David. Mesam Av, Wewelid, Wemenfes, Kedus, Ahadu, Amlak. In the name of the Father, the Son, the Holy Spirit, the one source. Ahadu, Amlak, and Jemralen. We begin. Avetu, Vodante, Belemen, who gize, Lotain, Samanye, Kurt Latim, Ferhata, Nefsen, Adin. Hear my voice, Avetu, I father, his father, O father of the house. Vodante, Belemen, who gize, Lotain, Samanye, in my prayer. When I am beseeching the eye, my prayer here I cut latim farhata nefsin adin. Preserve my life from the fear of the enemy. Cut latim farhat nefsin adin. Preserve my soul, save my soul from the fear of the enemy. Kutr hulet, verse 2. Kukufuo cha shengo ka amit enyochima bizata saurin. Saurin. Ka kufuocha shengo, ka amet enyo chima bizat, so rain. Hide I from the secret counsel of the wicked, ka kufuocha shengo, ka kufuocha shengo, and from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, ka amet enyo chima bizata, so rain. Gutar sos, verse 3. in the safe me la saccio win a sello, me rara negrina le madreg, who wet their tongue like a sword bend, the arrows, bitter, bitter words. In the safe, me la saccio win a sello, me rara negrina le madreg. Nitsu hinema besuera lemena death, kestina getaru, dinna geta ye nedafutal aya farumim, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him, and fear not. Nitsu hinema besuera lemena death, kestina getaru, din geta ye nedafutal aya farumim. Lener sua le rasa choa kufune grinatsen. Wet medina yisauruzen temakaru. Manesa yayinal yilalu. They encourage themselves in an evil manner. Lener su le rasacho kufune grinatsenu. They commune of laying snares. They commune of laying snares privily, secretly. Wet medina yisauruzen temakaru. They say, who shall see them? They say, who shall see us? Manis yayinal? Manis yayinal? Manis yayinal? Yilalu. Amit ana felguat. Siya fetnum aleku. Yesowa yewista savuna. Libuwa yet elekano. They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep. Amit ana felguat. Siya fetanum aleku. Yesowa yewist asabuna. Alibu yet elekano. Ekaziabi harima kefkefa yilal. Ye dingetima filatsa. Ya kweslachwal. But Egziari had the sustainer, the good, the generous Ab, Father, shall shoot at them with an arrow. Egziari harima, kef kefa yilal, yeah, din getema filata, ya kweslachwal. Suddenly shall they be wounded. And debetacho, ya senakalachwal. Yemiya ya yuachuwim hulu ye the negat alu. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away. Andebetacho ayasenakalachual. Yemiya yuachuwim hulu ye the negat alu. And all that see them shall be in a mental state of shock. So chulu feru. Ya giziari herinema serata nagaru. Sarawinema satawalu. All men shall fear, shall reverence, shall respect. So chulu feru. Feru. And shall declare the work of Egeziari here to sustain the good, the generous Ab, Father. Yeah, Egeziari Harinim, Sarat and Agaru. And they shall wisely consider his doing. Sarawinim, Astawal,
Astawal,
Astawal, Shadik, the Egeziari Desilawal, Versum Yetamina, Levachawima Yekena Hulu, Ilila Yilalu. The righteous shall be glad in Egeziari here, sustaining the good, the generous Ab, Father, Tzadik, the Egeziari here, Desilawal, and shall trust in him, Be'erusum Yitamena, and all the upright in heart shall glory, Levachuim Yekena Hulu, Ilil Yilalu, Ilil Yilalu. Shall glory and all the upright in heart shall glory.
መዝሙር 63 በቅንፍ 64 ለመዘምራን አለቃ የዳዊት መዝሙር አቤቱ ወደ አንተ በለመንኩ ጊዜ ጸሎቴን ስማኝ كتلاتم فرهات نفسينا دن ككفوت شنغو كامت انيو چنبزات سوري اند سيف ملاسات شونا سلو مرارا نگر اللا مادرق نسوهنم بسور لمن دفك استن قطرو دنگتي ندفتال اي فرومم لن نرسول راسات شو كفونا قرنات انو واتمدن يسورو زند تماكرو ما نسيايه نال يلالو عمتن فلقوان سيفتنم معلقو يسو يوست عصابونا لبو يتقلق انو اقزياب هيرم كف كفينا يدنغتن فلات عياق وصلات شوال عند بتات شو ياسناك لات شوال يمياوات شوم هلو يدنغتان سووش هلو فرو يقزياب هيرنم سراتنا اقرو سراونم ماستوا عادك بقزياب هير دس لوال برسوم يتامنان لبات شوم يكأنا هلو اللي لالو
مزمور سلساسو فكلت سلسارة لما زمران عليك يداوت مزمو عبيتو ودان تبلم من كجيزيز ألوتين سماي كتلاتم فرهات نفسين عدل ككفوت شنغو كامت انيو الجنبزات صور اند سيف ملاسات شونا سلو مرارا نگر اللا مادرك نتقهنم بسور لمن دف أستن قطرو دنگتي ندفتان اي فرومم لن نرسول راسات شو كفونا قرنا تقل واتمدن يسور زند تماكرو ما النسياي نال يلال عمتن فلقوات سفتنم معلقو يسو يوست عصابونا لبو يتقلق انو زياب هيرم كف كف يلال يدنگتن فلات عاق وصلات شوال عند بتات شو يستناك لات شوال يمياوات شوم هلو يدنقطان سووش هلو فرو يكزيابيرنم سراتنا اقرو سراونم ماستوا عادك بكزيابير دسكي لوا برسوم يتامنا لبات شوم يكأنا هلو اللي لان
Psalm 64 Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep, is deep, is deep. God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory, shall glory, shall glory, shall glory, shall glory, shall glory, shall glory.
Salamta Tainayist Aling. Greetings. May health be given.
headlock. Policeman and soldier visa, oppression at the dreadlock, dreadlock. Well, Mr. Brown, well, if you bomb, I know exactly my ear right.
Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep, is deep, is deep. God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory, shall glory, shall glory, shall glory.
מזמור סמך דלת למנצח, מזמור לדוד. שמע אלוהים קולי ושיחי, מפחד אויב תיצור חיי. תסתירני מסוד מרעים, מרגשת פועלי אבן, אשר שננו חרב לשונם, דרכו חיצם דבר מר, לראות במסתרים תם, פתאום יורוהו ולא ייראו, יחזקו למו דבר רע, יספרו לתמון מוקשים, אמרו מי יראה למו, יחפשו עולות, תאמנו חפץ מחופש בקרב איש ולב עמוק, ויורם אלוהים חץ פתאום, היו מכותם, ויחשילוהו עליהם ולשונם, יתנודדו כל רועבם, ויראו כל אדם, ויגידו פועל אלוהים, ומעשהו ישכילו, ישמח צדיק באדוני וחסבו, ויתהללו כל ישרי לב.
Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep, is deep, is deep. God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded, so they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord, and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory, shall glory, shall glory, shall glory, shall glory, shall glory.
For the better and the best, and tell them hard work that has the key to success. No for them to be kill, and make them know the prophecy will have to fulfill. I burn out all the gates and them I burn out all the spines. I rise up with the truth and still come to motivate the youth. Alright, them wonder how we do it and survive. Them wonder how we do it and stay alive. Them wonder how we do it and survive. I show the cleanest how we are and show when I'm gonna compromise. Them wonder how we do it and arise. Them wonder how we do it and survive. Them wonder how we do it and we still and stay alive. The key is how we ought to be survived. Alright, it's not about the fun, it's not about the fame. Long necessity, that is the name of the game. You have to know how to claim and know to reclaim. Well, righteousness, me say we have to come proclaim. Happy manifest. Well, righteousness, they get to use them on the stress. Rise above the sea and give a lot of praises to his majesty. Arise above the grudge, until then tell them out there must carry some love. Think of the prophesy, and burn out all the traitors and the spies from his chest. It's not about your vocal and it's not about your belt. It's not about your vanity, it's not about your wealth. It's not about your counter and it's not about yourself. It's all about the others and it's all about yourself. It's all about the Selassie and no one else. It's not about your dollars and it's not about yourself. It's all about the cleaner and a clear conscience. The prophet in the same makes sense. Yo! For the better and the best, and tell them hard work that has the key to success. Nothing else will be killed. I make them know the prophecy will have been fulfilled. my burden on all the fight. Rise with the truth. All right, I know I'm going to take the load. When them choose, bless them, Jah. When them choose, bless them, Jah. When them do, bless them, Jah. Send them to. Come again. When them choose, bless them, Jah. When them do, bless them, Jah. When them do, bless them, Jah. Send them to. Whoa. When them choose, bless them, Jah. When them do.
مزمور سلساسوس بك النف سلسارة لما زمران عليك يداويت مزمور عبيتو ودان تبلم من كجزيت ألوتين سماي هتألاتم فرهات نفسين عدن ككفو وتشنغو كامت انجو تشنبزات صوري اند سيف ملاسات شون عسلو مرارا نگر اللا مادرك نسوهنم بسور لمن دفك استنغترو دنگتي ندفتات أي فرومم لن رسول راسا تشوكفونا غيرنا تنو واتمدن يصور زند تماكرو ما نسيائنا للم عمتن فلقوات سيفتنم مالكو يسو يوس عصابونا لبو يتألقنو زيابيرم كفت كفت يدنغتن فلات عيب وصلات شوات عند بتات شو يحسناك لات شوات የሚያዋቸውም ሁሉ ይደነግጣሉ ሰዎች ሁሉ ፈሩ የእግዚአብሔርንም ሥራ ተናገሩ ሥራውንም አስተዋል አድቅ በእግዚአብሔር ደስ ይለዋል በርሱም ይታመናል ልባቸውም የቀና ሁሉ እልል ይላሉ
Psalm 64 Hear my voice O God in my prayer preserve my life from fear of the enemy Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Hide me from the secret counsel of the wicked, from the insurrection of the workers of iniquity, who whet their tongue like a sword and bend their bows to shoot their arrows, even bitter words, that they may shoot in secret at the perfect. Suddenly do they shoot at him and fear not. They encourage themselves in an evil matter. They commune of laying snares privily. They say, who shall see them? They search out iniquities. They accomplish a diligent search. Both the inward thought of every one of them and the heart is deep, is deep, is deep. God shall shoot at them with an arrow. Suddenly shall they be wounded. So they shall make their own tongue to fall upon themselves. All that see them shall flee away, and all men shall fear and shall declare the work of God, for they shall wisely consider of his doing. The righteous shall be glad in the Lord, and shall trust in him, and all the upright in heart shall glory, shall glory, shall glory.
Under me, sensing me, under me, under me, sensing me. no joke, I smoke a straight eye. So me no no coke, I'm a marijuana. Me ya born ya on the corner. Tell the cops no provoke. I need a playin' on my brain like a poker. Just give me the trunk and give me the cambola. I got the color gold, a purple, yes, a curve for days. And I'm in when me roll it up and pop the sun, I bluff it really up. Let me soul, yes, I'll be smoking till me gray up on the hola.
Yeah.
Psalm 82.
Mizmor Pevet, Mizmor Le'asav.
God standeth in the congregation of the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty, the mighty.
Elohim Nitzav Ba'adat El, 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 El.
He judgeth among the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods, the gods.
Bekerev Elohim Yishpot. Elohim 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 Elohim.
How long will ye judge unjustly and accept the persons of the wicked? Selah. Defend the poor and fatherless. Do justice to the afflicted and needy. Deliver the poor and needy. Rid them out of the hand of the wicked. They know not, neither will they understand. They walk on in darkness. All the foundations of the earth are out of course. I have said, ye are gods, and all of you are children of the Most High. But ye shall die like men, and fall like one of the princes. Arise, O God, judge the earth. For thou shalt inherit all nations, 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 inherit all nations. For from the rising of the sun, even unto the going down of the same, my name shall be great among the Gentiles. And in every place incense shall be offered unto my name, and a pure offering. For my name shall be great among the heathen, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts, saith the Lord of hosts. Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children of Israel, O children of Israel? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians? Are ye not as children of the Ethiop, children of the Ethiop? Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, children of Israel, saith the Lord.
The struggle of the Maccabees was perhaps the ultimate battle for religious freedom. Since the time of Judah, the flames kindled in Hanukkah candles around the world each year represent a fight for spirituality. It is a battle that resonates from antiquity until the modern day, not only for the followers of Judaism, but for the faithful of all the world's great religions.
Well, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible. Bring forth the Bible.
On the third day, Eliab the son of Helon, prince of the children of Zebulun, did offer. His offering was one silver charger, the weight whereof was 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour mingled with oil for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Eliab, the son of Helon. On the fourth day, Elizur, the son of Shedeur, prince of the children of Reuben, did offer. His offering was one silver charger of the weight of 130 shekels, one silver bowl of 70 shekels, after the shekel of the sanctuary, both of them full of fine flour, mingled with oil, for a meat offering, one golden spoon of 10 shekels full of incense, one young bullock, one ram, one lamb of the first year for a burnt offering, one kid of the goats for a sin offering, and for a sacrifice of peace offerings, two oxen, five rams, five he-goats, five lambs of the first year. This was the offering of Elizur, the son of Shedeur, 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 the son of Shedeur.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
The fourth book of Maccabees, chapter 3. Eleazar, the gentle-spirited old man, shows such fortitude that even as we read these words 2,000 years later, they seem an inextinguishable fire.
But when Eleazar replied thus eloquently to the exhortation of the tyrants, the guards around him dragged him roughly to the torturing place. And first they unclothed the old man, who was adorned with the beauty of holiness. Then binding his arms on either side, they scourged him, a herald standing and shouting out over against him, "Obey the orders of the king." But the great-souled and noble man, and Eleazar, in very truth, was no more moved in his mind than he were being tormented in a dream. Yea, the old man, keeping his eyes steadfastly raised to heaven, suffered his flesh to be torn by the scourges, till he was bathed in blood and his sides became a mass of wounds. And even when he fell to the ground, because his body could no longer support the pain, he still kept his reason erect and inflexible. With his foot, then one of the cruel guards, as he fell, kicked him savagely in the side to make him get up. But he endured the anguish and despised the compulsion and bore up under the torments, and like a brave athlete taking punishment, the old man outwore his tormentors. The sweat stood on his brow, and he drew his breath in hard gasps, till his nobility of soul exhorted the admiration of his tormentors themselves. Hereupon, partly in pity for his old age, partly in sympathy for their friend, partly in admiration of his courage, some of the courtiers of the king went up to him and said, "Why, O Eleazar, dost thou madly destroy thyself in this misery? We will bring to thee of the seed meats, but do thou feign only to partake of the swine's flesh and so save thyself." And Eleazar, as if their counsel did but add to his torture, cried loudly, "No, may we sons of Abraham never have so evil a thought as with faint heart, to counterfeit a part unseemly to us, contrary to reason, indeed, were it for us, after living to the truth till old age, and guarding in lawful guise the repute of so living, now to change and become in our own persons a pattern to the young of impiety, to the end that we should encourage them to eat unclean meat. Shame were it if we would live on a little longer, doing that little being mocked of all men for cowardice, and while despised by the tyrant as unmanly, should fail to defend the divine law to death. Therefore, O sons of Abraham, do ye die nobly for righteousness' sake. But as for you, O minions of the tyrant, why pause ye in your work?" So they, seeing him thus triumphant over the tortures, and unmoved even by the pity of his executioners, dragged him to the fire. There they cast him on it, burning him with cruelly cunning devices, and they poured broth of evil odor into his nostrils. But when the fire already reached to his bones, and he was about to give up the ghost, he lifted up his eyes to Elohim and said, "Thou, O Elohim, knowest that though I might save myself, I am dying by fiery torments for thy law. Be merciful to thy people, and let our punishment be a satisfaction in their behalf. Make my blood their purification, and take my soul to ransom their souls." And with these words, the holy man nobly yielded up his spirit under the torture, and for the sake of the law, held out by his reason, even against the torments to death. Beyond question, then, the inspired reason is master over the passions, for if his passions or sufferings had prevailed over his reason, we should have credited them with the evidence of their superior power. But now, his reason having conquered his passions, we properly attribute to it the power of commanding them. And it is right that we should admit that the mastery lies with reason, in cases at least where it conquers pains that come from outside ourselves, for it were ridiculous to deny it. And my proof covers not only the superiority of reason to pains, but its superiority to pleasures also. Neither does it surrender to them.
Oh, let the righteous be glad. Let them rejoice before God.
Just the Rastafari. Just the Rastafari. Just the Rastafari.
Yo, 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 open up your eyes, youth man, you can grow, and it's time you know. When we were young, life was no fun. Didn't have money. When you're black and in the ghetto, then your life is sure ain't funny. No money, yeah. But now that we're old, we see what we control. Give thanks and praise to Haile Selassie. Boy, yeah, yeah, yeah. Open up your eyes. Youth man, you can grow. And it's time you know. You can grow. Thanks and praise to Haile Selassie. Yeah, 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 yeah. Yeah, yeah, yeah. Open up your eyes. Youth man, you can grow. And it's time you know.
Feel for try. Oh Lord, my brother suffer many more as I die. Like Jesus will save you with them crucified. Swing him on the cross and call that crucified. Back up on it, head him, hang him up so high. When the member crucifixion, me feel for cry. Oh Lord, my God, I never chance it. I not everything now. But suffer many more as I die. Like Jesus will save you with them crucified. Swing him on the cross and call that crucified. But suffer many more as I die. Like Jesus will save you with them crucified. Bring him on the cross and call that crucified. But suffer many more as God die. Like Jesus will save you with them crucified. Bring him on the cross and call that crucified. But suffer many more as God die. Like Jesus will save you with them crucified. Bring him on the cross and call that crucified. Back up on it, head him, hang him up so high. When remember crucifixion, me feel for cry. Oh Lord, my God, I never chance it. I not everything, not to walk, nor swim or fly. But suffer many more as God die. Like Jesus will.
We'll be right back.
time is slipping away. And I am at a reach, I go, yes. See we dance, see we dance. This is a proper answer. See we time, children, see we dance. This is a proper answer. So far as drive this car, time is so far as live it up. Time is so far as drive this car, time is so far as live it up. See we dance, see we dance. It's a so far as time. See we time, children, see we dance. It's a so far as time.
Now that Rasta have a brow. Time for Rasta home we go. Now that dreadlocks have a grow. Time for dreadlocks home we go. Because TV time, oh Lord, TV time. This is so far as time. TV time, children, TV time. This is so far as time. 400 years of colonial. I and I no get I own yet. I and I no reach I goal yet. Cause too much schism and schism, children. Too much schism and schism. Too much schism and schism. Taking over too much schism and schism.
So we say, so we go. So we say.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Elohenu, Adonai Echad,
Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad, Adonai Echad.
The man born blind is healed. And Yeshua and Jesus passed by. He saw a man that was blind from his birth. And his disciples asked him, saying, Rebbe, Master, who did sin, this man or his parents, that he was born blind? Yeshua answered, Neither has this man sinned nor his parents, but that the works of Elohim should be made manifest in him. I must work the works of him that sent me while it is day. The night cometh when no man can work. As long as I am in the world, I am the light of the world. When he had thus spoken, he spat on the ground and made clay of the spittle, and he anointed the eyes of the blind man with the clay. And he said to him, Go, wash in the pool of Siloam, and that is by interpretation sent. He went his way therefore and washed, and came seeing. Yeshua, Jesus, asserts his deity. And it was at Jerusalem, the Feast of Libation, and it was winter. And Yeshua, Jesus, walked in the temple in Solomon's porch. Then came the Jews round about him and said to him, How long dost thou make us to doubt? If thou be HaMashiach, if thou be the Christ, tell us plainly. Yeshua answered them, I told you, and ye believe not. The works that I do in my Father's name, they bear witness of me. But ye believe not, because ye are not of my sheep. As I said to you, my sheep hear my voice, and I know them, and they follow me. And I give to them eternal life, and they shall never perish, neither shall any man pluck them out of my hand. My Father, who gave them to me, is greater than all, and no man is able to pluck them out of my Father's hand. I and my Father are one. Then the Jews took up stones again to stone him. Yeshua answered them, Many good works have I shewed you from my Father. For what of those works do ye stone me? The Jews answered him, saying, For a good work we stone thee not, but for blasphemy. And because that thou, being a man, maketh thyself Elohim. Yeshua answered them, Is it not written in your law, I said, Ye are Elohim? If ye call them Elohim, to whom the word of Elohim came, and the scripture cannot be broken, say ye of him, whom the Father has sanctified and sent into the world, thou blasphemest. Because I said, I am Bein Ha Elohim, because I said, I am the Son of God, if I do not the works of my Father, believe me not. But if I do, though ye believe me not, believe the works, that ye may know and believe that the Father is in me and I in him. Therefore they sought again to take him, but he escaped out of their hand.
Truth is truth.
Imperial Majesty, how does it seem to you the Apostle Paul meant the statement, faith works by love?
ይሄ ቅዱስ ጳውሎስ ያለው የተሳሳተ ቃል አይደለም።
What St. Paul said here is not a mistaken statement. You all know what St. Paul was and what kind of work he was engaged in before his conversion. Later on, after his conversion, he had faith and love, and if he had not had that, he would not have taught people this in his epistles. Neither love nor faith are separable from each other. An elaboration of this is Paul's exposition in one of his epistles, which speaks of love and faith. Without love, all of our human efforts in the sight of God can be useless. He loved us, and on our behalf he was given as a ransom, and it was because of love and his love for us that he accomplished the act of love.
Like mountains on a boat, Jerusalem. Like mountains on a boat.
So much love to all my friends. So much love to all my friends.
When I say more, you say fire! More
fire!
King Celestia is the Almighty Eye. I mean, big bad sound like justice. This is Sizzla Kalonja passing through.
So much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends. Much love to all my, much love to all my friends. Much love to all my friends.
I like this Jurassic, vintage of rain shower, Makalito Adawa, love you one and then, love you one and then, love you one and then, take it water enemy, give it giving free, Love me one and never. 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 Like a love ancestral. Abuna and Ababa. Why a soldier? What about the Bible? Love you one and never. Love you one and never. Could be the latest of the night, and in the earliest the morning time. Might be there for your needs. Treat them right all the time. One and never. Love you one and never. Love you one another. What a vibe for Nachalawa. Send up a vibe throughout the struggle. Simple help one each other. Instagram, my vinegar. What a power over. Devotion of fire. Of Adam, peaks of water. From below come the artist's lava. Busting out of world to conquer. Love you one another. 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 In the latest of the night, in the early morning time. Might be there for your need. Treat them right all the time.
Again. Egypt. Yeah, man. This is talking about the spiritual Egypt, America, the house of bondage.
Oh, that's how our Western journey began.
Yeah, man.
Israel can't captivity for breaking your law. We were driven out of Israel by the Roman Empire. Seek some refuge in our West Africa. Then the Arab and the Amite told us to ease her. Then focus on the slave ship to America. Enslave us, fire on the slave master. But the scripture said you must be a fierce slaughter. For the iniquities of your forefathers.
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel. The Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shalom, Chaverim, Shalom, Shalom. Hanukkah, Hanukkah, Sameach, Happy Hanukkah. Yes, I win the season, the Maccabees fighting Isla days. Yes, these 8 days in the season just remind the brothers and the sisters and the mothers in this time of relighting and rekindling, kindling the light of the true faith of the King of Kings Christ. Just want to recommend the lost books of the Bible and the forgotten books of Eden, and in particular in this season, the fourth book of Maccabees. There's eight chapters. Yes, I, these eight chapters. Hold on right here. Don't want to get... Yeah, just bring that down a little bit. Yeah, the Temple Rockers, Festival of Dove. Check it out. David Solid Gold, you know, the Adonai and I, and also the Passover, the Roots Reggae Passover with was it Leo, Leonard, for Dylan of the Ethiopians, so many roots tunes, the Maccabees. This is the time for those Maccabee tunes, the Maccabees. Yes, sir, the Maccabee Bible. Right, and the reason it. So come, make I and I reason. And the inspired reason, that word sound, come, make I and I reason. And so the reason for the season and this particular document, you know, we're showing the eWorld ink printing of it. There's a lot of other different versions of, you know, different ones reprinted. We get our hands on, you know, some good of the text and stuff like that. You know, we might work a reprint of it ourselves on the College Press of the LOJ line of the Tribe of Judah Society of His Majesty. But right now we're recommending the eWorld one right here, you know, the eWorld Inc. It's like $15.95 or so, maybe a little more or less, so depends on what platform you might get it from. You know, here we're at the Amazon site because we're looking for this particular cover right here. Yeah, it's a good copy, and in this copy, you might be able to find like a PDF out here, you know, the Lost Books of the Bible and Forgotten Books of Eden. It's basically suppressed by like the early church fathers, a lot of these documents, but they were documents that the early and the true church read and meditated on, and in spirit and in truth, it really helped them, you know, to walk that life of the King of Kings Christ. You know, the early church, you know, before the apostasies and other different things came in. But Revelation already revealed that. But, you know, there's a spiritual warfare and the Hanukkah, you know, relighting the lights. There's that aspect of it. There's also the Maccabee, you know, aspect of it. And Rastafari, that word, you know, to we, the black Jews of the line of the tribe of Judah, is very important. So hopefully we'll have that time and opportunity to reason. But even that word reason and the reason for the season and what the elders, I recall the elders in Rastafari saying, come make I and I reason, you know, the inspired reason in the fourth book of Maccabees that you'll find in this particular document, Lost Books of the Bible and the Forgotten Books of Eden. We recommend highly the E-World Inc., this particular cover right there is E-World Inc., put that in your search, E-World Inc. as well. It'll come up in the search thing on eBay and different platforms as well as Amazon, because they, you know, the cover basically tells you it all. It really shows the real prophetic view, you know, of the lost books of the Bible and the forgotten books of Eden. So please support, you know, Ones and Ones in their publication there as you can. And check out on the internet, you'll find a PDF of the lost books of the Bible. But the particular document is the fourth book of Maccabees and those eight chapters to help to kindle the spiritual light of the King of Kings Christ through the inspired reason. Right, that's five reason. More on that on the air, the Blog Talk Radio, LOJ Society, Discipleship Radio for more on the times, the listings, also a lot of shareware and links at the RastafariFoundation.org, and be sure to also, you know, check out and patronize, you know, I and I brothers and sisters who have works out there as well, especially in this time and in this season, onward and upward. Yes, I'm Maccabees, the fighting eye of the day. Yay, yay, yay. Give thanks and praise. So remember, fourth book of Maccabees, those eight chapters, a chapter a day. The eight chapters, fourth book of Maccabees, found in the lost books of the Bible and forgotten books of Eden. All right, recommended hard copy, the E-World, but there's like some soft copies out there, the PDF. I don't know if we have one up there at the site, but definitely, hopefully we'll get one out there. Ones and Ones here in I&I will hopefully contribute that to the site and also the other links. And sharing is caring, brothers and sisters. Partake of the ministry of the King of Kings Christ. Yes, I. Hanukkah Sameach. Happy. Be happy. Relighting, revivicating, reinitiating that light of the King of Kings Christ, even here in this darkest of the season, at this time of the year, the reason for the season.
Run it, Miss Engineer.
Got to live your love life, shine. Got to live your love life, shine. Oh,
love light on. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. It's the Armageddon. Love light on. Turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. Now that the heat is on, I've seen the world which is ruled by money. More weeping and wailing, cause things are not funny. Soon people will be very astonished and feel as if they are being punished. Cause so many are blind and they lose their way, searching for a brighter living, for a brighter day. But then you have to know your night from the day. Remember that alone lead the way. Yeah. Love light on. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. It's the Armageddon. Love light on. Turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. Now that the heat is on, if we are not separated, then we must be one. If we are not divided, then we must be strong. Now there's only one place where we're coming from. Better be sure about your destination. Change so many things and start a revolution. There's too much disillusion and too much corruption within the people's mind and their meditation. Remember to love and don't make you live long. Yeah. Love light on. Turn your love light. Turn your love light on. There's no place to hide in this judgment. You see how many deals. Love light on. Turn your love light.
there's no place to hide in this judgment. Now that the heat is on,
sabbatical study, this I Rastafari sabbatical study for this Shabbat
strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat strong.
Shabbat.
Are ye not as children of the Ethiopians unto me, O children of Israel, O children?
Hear, O Israel. Hear, O Israel.
Shema Yisrael, Adonai Eloheinu, Adonai Echad.
Shalom, Chaburim, Shalom, here, 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 Shema Yisrael, here, for this Shabbat, for Shabbat, Miketz, Sabbath at the end, here, the Rishon Aliyah, the first Aliyah, the first offering up, first reading, the manna here, for Shabbat, Miketz, here, picking up the first book of Moshe, the Hebrew book that is known as Genesis here, from the Sefer Bereshis. Pick up with Genesis chapter 41 for the Rishon Aliyah. B'shem Ha'av, Ve'Habim, Ve'Ruach HaKadosh, Yahweh Echad, in the name of the Father, and the Son, and the Holy Spirit, He who be, who He be, the One, the One, the One. Vayehi miketza shenatayin yamin, ufaro cholein, wehine omed al hayor. The dream of Pharaoh. And it came to pass at the end of 2 full years, Vayehi miketza shenatayim yamin, that Pharaoh dreamed, ufaro cholein, and Pharaoh dreamed, ufaro cholein, wehine, and behold, he stood by the river, wehine omed al hayor. And behold, there came up out of the river 7 favored keen and fat-fleshed, and they fed in a meadow. And behold, 7 other keen kine came up after them out of the river, ill-favored and lean-fleshed, and stood by the other keen kine upon the brink of the river, the river, the river. And the ill-favored and lean-fleshed keen did eat up the 7 well-favored and fat keen kine cows. So Pharaoh awoke, and he slept and dreamed the second time, and behold, 7 ears of corn came up upon 1 stalk rank and good. And behold, 7 thin ears and blasted with the east wind sprung up after them. And the 7 thin ears devoured, ate up the 7 rank and full ears. And Pharaoh awoke. And behold, a dream, And it came to pass in the morning that his spirit, his eyelid was troubled. And he sent and called for all the magicians of Mitzrayim, of Kemet, of Egypt, and all the wise men thereof. And Pharaoh told them his dream. But there was none that could interpret them to Pharaoh, to Pharaoh. Then spake the chief butler to Pharaoh, saying, I do remember my faults this day. Vayedaber sar ha mashkim et paro lemor mor et hat ai hani mazkir hayom. Then spoke the chief butler to Pharaoh, saying, I make mention of my faults this day. I do remember my faults this day. Pharaoh was wroth with his servants, and put me and put I in ward in the captain of the guard's house, both me, I, and the chief baker. And we dreamed a dream in one night, I and he. I dreamed each man according to the interpretation of his dream. And there was there with us, with I and I, a young man, and Hebrew. It was a young man with I and I, a Hebrew. With Sham, Itanu, Naara, Ibriya, Ebeda, le sarahatabahin wana sapera lawu waya yifatara lanu eta halamotenu isha ka chelomo patar. And there was with Sinai a young man, a Hebrew, servant to the chief, servant to the captain of the guard. And we told him, and he interpreted to Sinai our dreams. To each man according to his dream, he did interpret. Why a yifatar, lan, cholmo. Patar. And it came to pass, as he interpreted to I and I, to us, so it was. Me, he restored to mine office, and
he hanged.
Joseph, Ayusef, Yawasaf, exalted in Mitzrayim, in Gibbet, in Kemet, in Egypt, verse 14. Then Faro sent and called Yosef, and they brought him hastily out of the dungeon, and he shaved and changed his raiment and came in to Paro. And hear, Shema Yisrael. Hear, give ear, hear for the Sheni, the second Aliyah, the second offering, the second reading. Hear for this Shabbat Niket. Here, verse 15, according to the Ashkenazim. Why Yomer Paro, Aela Yosefa, Chaloma, Chalamti, Yahua, Poter. Eina oto, wahani, shama'iti ya'aleika leimora, tishma'a chiloma lifator oto. And Paro, Pharaoh, said to Yosef, to Ayusef, Yawasaf, I have dreamed. Vayomer Paro el Yosef, and Pharaoh said to Joseph, chalom, chalamti. I have dreamed a dream, chalom, chalamti, u fotir ein oto, and there is none, no one that can interpret it, u fotir ein oto, hani ashamaiti ya aleka, and I have heard say of the eye, and I have heard say of the eye, wa ani shamaiti aleka. I've heard say of the eye that when thou hearest a dream, thou, the eye, is able to interpret. Leimor tishma'a chlom lifator oto. And Joseph answered Paro, Pharaoh, saying, it is not in me, not in I, Elohim. The nature of natures, Elohim, the true God, Elohim shall give Paro, Pharaoh, an answer of peace. Vayana Yosefa et Paro leimor, and Joseph answered, Vayana Yosef, Pharaoh et Paro leimor, saying, Bil adai Elohim, ya ne. Eta shalom paro. It is not I. Biladi. It's not an I. Biladai. It's not an I. Biladai. Elohim. The true God. The nature of natures. Ya inne. Will answer. Eta shalom. Answer of peace. Paro. Biladai. Elohim. Ya ineta shalom paro. And hear. Shema Yisrael. Hear. Give ear right here, O Yisrael. Hear for the Sheni. Hear for the Sheni Aliyah, according le Sephardim, according to the Sephardi, the Sheni, the second Aliyah, the second up offering here. Here at verse 17. At verse 15, for the Ashkenazim, and the second reading, and here at verse 17 for Le Sephardim, the Sheni Le Sephardim, verse 17. And Pharaoh said to Yosef, in my dream, behold, I stood upon the bank of the river. Vaya Dabir Paro il Yosef, Ba Chelomi, hini omeda Allah sifata hayor. And Pharaoh spake to Yosef, to Joseph, Laidaver par o il Yosef, in my dream, Bachelomi, behold, hini, omed Allah sifata hayor. I stood upon the brink, upon the lip, omed al sifata hayor, of hayor, of the yor, of the river, of the river, of the river, of the river. And behold, there came up out of the river 17 cows, heifers, heifers, fat flesh and well favored. And they fed in the meadow. And behold, seven other cattle, of the cow, other heifers, came up after them, poor and very ill favored and lean fleshed, such as I never saw in all the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Egypt. For badness, and the lean and the ill-favored keen cows did eat up the first seven fat keen cows. And when they had eaten them up, it could not be known whether they had eaten them, but they were still ill-favored as at the beginning. So I awoke, and I saw in my dream, and behold, seven ears came up in one stalk, full and good, and behold, seven ears withered thin, blasted with the east wind, sprung up after them, and the thin ears devoured, ate up the seven good ears. And I told the magicians, but none, no one that could declare to me, to I. And Yosef and Joseph said to Paro, the dream of Pharaoh, of Paro, one, Elohim hath showed Paro, Pharaoh, what he About to do. Why Yomer Yosef il Paro, and Joseph said to Paro, Pharaoh, Chalom Paro, Echad. The dream of Pharaoh is one. Chalom Paro, Echad, who? Eta asher ha Elohim oseh, what ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the nature of natures, ha Elohim is about to do. He hath declared to Pharaoh, Eta asher ha Elohim oseh, he gied the seven good keen cows are 7 years, and the seven good ears are 7 years. The dream is one. Chalom echad. And the seven thin and ill-favored keen cattle that came up after them, 7 years, and the seven empty ears blasted with the east wind shall be 7 years of famine. This is the thing, which I have spoken to Paro, which I have spoken to Pharaoh. What ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the nature of natures, about to do, he sheweth to Pharaoh. He shows to Pharaoh, to who? Ha davara. Asher dibarti illa paro asher ha Elohim ose her a eta paro. What Elohim is about to do, he showeth to Paro. Behold, there come 7 years of great plenty throughout all the land of Mitzrayim, of Egypt, of Gibbet, of Kemet. And there shall arise after them 7 years of famine. And all the plenty shall be forgotten in the land of Mitzrayim, the land of Gibbet, and the land of Kemet, the land of Egypt. And the famine shall consume the land. And the plenty shall not be known in the land by reason of the famine following. For it shall be very grievous. And for that the dream was doubled to Pharaoh twice. It is because the thing is established by Ha Elohim, by the true good, the true God. And Ha Elohim, the true good, the true God, the nature of natures, will shortly bring it to pass. With Allah, Hiya Shanota Ha Chloma Il Paro, pa e mayim kia nakon hadavar mayim ha Elohim uma maher ha Elohim la esoto 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 esoto. Now, therefore, let Pharaoh look out a man, discreet and wise, and set him over the land of Mitzrayim, set him over the land of Egypt. Let may Pharaoh do this, and let make him appoint officers over the land, and take up the fifth part of the land of Mitzrayim, the land of Gibbet, the land of Kemet of Egypt, in the seven plenteous years, and let them gather, may they gather all the food for those good years that come, and lay up corn under the hand of Pharaoh, and let them and make them keep food in the cities, and that food shall be for store to the land against the 7 years of famine, which shall be in the land of Mitzrayim, in the land of Gibbet, in the land of Kemet, the land of Egypt, that the land perish not through the famine. And the saying, and the thing, the ting was good in the eyes of Pharaoh, in the eyes of Pharaoh, and in the eyes of all his servants. Vayomer Pharaoh illa evadayo. He'nimtzah kazei she'asher ruach Elohim ba'u. And Pharaoh said to his servants, Wayomer Paro illa evadayo, can I find such as this, a man in whom the spirit of Elohim, the true good, the true God, the true God, the true God, Henimta kaze ish asher ruach Elohim ba'u. And hear, Shema Yisrael, hear for the Shishi, hear for the third Aliyah, the third up offering, the third reading right here, for this Shabbat Niketz, Sabbath at the end, Shabbat Niketz, Sabbath from the end, here for the Shalishi, the third reading here for this Shabbat Niketz. Here picking up the first book of Moses, the Hebrew book called Genesis, Genesis chapter 41, here at verse 39, for the Shalishi. Vayomer Paro el Yosef, acherei hodia Elohim, otika et kol zot aina nabona v'chakam kamoka. And Pharaoh said to Yosef, for as much as Elohim hath shewed thee all this, there is none, no one so discreet and wise as thou art. Vayomer Paro illa Yosef, and Pharaoh Paro said to Yosef, to Yosef, Achereya hodia Elohim otika, tika, for as much as Elohim have shewed, made known to thee, shown to the eye, all this, Achereya hodia Elohim otika, et kol zot, pain. Naron with Hakam, Hamoka. None, no one so discreet and wise as thou shalt be over my house, and according to thy word shall all my people be ruled. Only in the throne will I be greater than thou, than the I. Ata tihye Allah beiti with Allah pika yishak. Kol ami raka ha kiseya egdala mimeka ka. And Pharaoh said to Yosef, see, I have set thee over all the land of Mitzrayim, all the land of Egypt. Vayomer Pharaoh el Yosef re'ei. And Pharaoh said to Yosef, re'ei, see, re'ei. Natatia otika Allah kola aretza Mitzrayim. see, I have set thee, I, over all the land of Egypt, over all the land of Mitzrayim. Re'ei, natati yahotika alla kola aretza Mitzrayim. And Pharaoh took off his ring from his hand and put it upon Yosef's hand and arrayed him in vestures of fine linen and put a gold chain about his neck. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. And they cried before him, bow the knee,
bow the knee, bow the knee,
abrek. And they cried, bow the knee. They cried, abrek. And he made him over all the land of Mitzrayim, all the land of Egypt. Vayarechev oto b'mira keveta ha mishne asher lo vayayikreu le'efanayo avrek v'na tona oto al kol aretz Mitzrayim. And he made him to ride in the second chariot which he had. Vayarechev oto b'mira keveta ha mishne asher lo. And they cried before him, Vayikre'u Abrek. And they cried before him, Vayikre'u Lefanayo Abrek.
Abrek.
Abrek. Bow the knee. Bend the knee. Abrek. Ton oto al kol aretz Mitzrayim. And he set him over all the land of Mitzrayim. And Pharaoh said to Yosef, I, Pharaoh, and without thee, I shall no man lift up his hand or foot in all the land of Mitzrayim, in all the land of Egypt. Vayomer paro el Yosef, and Pharaoh said to Joseph, Ani faro ua bila adeka lo yarim isha etta yado nwe etta raglo bikol areta Mitzrayim. I am faro. I am faro. Ani faro. Adeka, and without the eye, Uabila Adeka, Lo Yarum Aisha Yado. And without the eye shall no man lift up his hand raglo, or his foot, the kola areta Mitzrayim, and all the land of Mitzrayim. Joseph, rejected by his brethren, receives a Gentile bride, receives a bride of the nations. Verse 45. And Pharaoh called Yosef's name Zaphnat-Paneach, and he gave him to wife Leisha, to Orset, to Eshet, and he gave him to wife Asenat, the daughter of Potipherah, priest of On. And Joseph, Ayusef, Yawasaf. And Yosef went out over the land of Mitzrayim, or the land of Egypt. Vayikra faro shem Yosef, Safnata pa ineach. And Pharaoh called Yosef's name. Vayikra faro shem Yosef, Safnat pa Neach, Afnat pa Neach. And he gave him to wife Leisha Asenat, the daughter of Potipherah, priest of On. Vayitena lo eta Asenata bata Potipherah, Kohen On, Leisha. And Yosef and Joseph went out over the land of Mitzrayim. Vayetze Yosef al aretz Mitzrayim. And Joseph was 30 years old when he stood before Paro, Pharaoh, Melech Mitzrayim, king of Mitzrayim, king of Egypt. And Yosef and Joseph went out from the presence of Paro, presence of Pharaoh, and went throughout all the land of Mitzrayim, all the land of Kemet, all the land of Egypt, of Gibbet. And in the seven plenteous years, the earth brought forth by handfuls. And he gathered up all the food of the 7 years, which were in the land of Mitzrayim, and laid up the food in the cities. The food of the field, which was round about every city, laid he up in the same. And Yosef gathered corn as the sand of the sea, very much, enough, very much, until he left numbering, for it was without number. And to Joseph were born 2 sons, before the years of famine came, which Asenath, the daughter of Potipharah, priest Kohen of On, bare to him. And Joseph called the name of the firstborn Manasseh, for Elohim, said he, hath made me forget all my toil and all my father's house. Vayikra Yosefa et Hashema ha bekora Menashe kia nashani ki nashani Elohim et kola imali with et kola beit avi. And Yosef called the name of the firstborn, Vayikra Yosefa et Shema HaBekorah, Kor Menasseh, Kia Nashani Elohim, for Elohim hath made me forget, Ki Nashani Elohim et Kola Imali, for Elohim, the true good, the true God, the nature of natures, hath made me forget all my toil. Kia nashani Elohim et kola imali, and all my father's house, where et kol beit avi, and the name of the second called he Ephraim, for Elohim has caused I to be fruitful in the land of my affliction. With Etashem Hasheni Yakara Ephraim Kia Hifa Arani Elohim Be'eretza Anayi. And the name of the second, with Etashem Hasheni, called he Kara Ephraim, for Elohim hath made me fruitful. Kia hifarani Elohim, for Elohim hath made I fruitful. Kia hifarani Elohim be'eretza Anayi, in the land of Anayi, in the land of my affliction. And
here, O Israel. Here, O Israel. What does Shema Yisrael, Yahweh Eloheinu, Yahweh Achad, hear, O Israel, hear, O Israel, the Lord, our God, the Lord is one. What does that really mean? And why is it important?
מזמור סמך דלת למנצח, מזמור לדוד. שמע אלוהים קולי ושיחי, מפחד אויב תיצור חיי. מזמור סמך דלת למנצח, מזמור לדוד. מזמור סמך דלת למנצח, מזמור לדוד. מזמור סמך דלת למנצח, מזמור לדוד. שמע אלוהים קולי ושיחי, מפחד אויב תיצור חיי. תסתירני מסוד מרעים, מרגשת פועלי אוון, אשר שננו חרב לשונם, דרכו חיצם דבר מר, לראות במסתרים תם, פתאום יורוהו ולא ייראו, יחזקו למו דבר רע, יספרו לתמון מוקשים, אמרו מי יראה למו, יחפשו עולות, תאמנו חפש, מחופש וקרב איש ולב עמוק. ויורם אלוהים חץ פתאום, היו מתקותם. ויחשילוהו עליהם ולשונם, יתנודדו כל רועבם. ויראו כל אדם, ויבידו פועל אלוהים, ומעשהו ישכילו. ישמח צדיק באדוני וחסבו, ויתהללו כל ישרי לב.
Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Psalm 64. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy.
Samek Dalet, Psalm 64. For the leader, a psalm of David. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Mizmor Samek Dalet. Samek Dalet, Lanateach Mizmor Ledawi. Shema'a Elohim Koli, Vitzichi, Mi Pachada Oyev. Mizmor Samek Dalet, Psalm 64. For the leader, a psalm of David. Hear my voice, O God, in my prayer. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Mizmor Samek Dalet. Samek Dalet. Lanateach Mizmor Ledawid. Shema'a Elohim Koli. Vitzichi. Mi Pachada Oyev. Titzor Chayai. Hear Midrash on today's Psalm. Mizmor Samek Dalet. Samek Dalet. Psalm 64, Psalm LXIV, Lanateach, Mizmor Ledawid, for the leader, for the chief musician, Lanateach, Mizmor, a psalm, a chant, intonation, Isis, Mizmor Ledawid, of David, of the well-beloved. Shema Elohim, Koli, B'sichi, hear my voice, O Elohim, Shema, 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 hear Elohim, O Elohim, Only my voice, b'sichi, 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 in my prayer, in my complaint, in my meditation, in my agitation, b'sichi, b'sichi, mi pachad, mi pachad, from the dread, from the fear, mi pachad, Oyev, Mipachad Oyev, from the fear, the dread of the enemy of the Oyev. Titzor Chayai, Titzor, preserve, protect, guard, Natsar, Titzor, Titzor Chayai, preserve my life. And here, Hebraically, this is the Aleph and the Beit verses, the first to second verses Hebraically of Psalm 64. For the leader, a Psalm of David. Hear my voice, O Elohim, in my prayer, in my meditation, in my complaint. Preserve my life from fear of the enemy. Lanatzeach, Mizmor Lidawi, Shema, Elohim, Koli, B'Sichi, Mipachad Oyev, Titzor Chayai. These words are to be read in the light and illumination of what Scripture says elsewhere. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret to his servants, the prophets. Amos chapter 3, verse 7. Surely the Lord God will do nothing, but he revealeth his secret to his servants, the prophets. Ki lo ya'iseh Adonai Yehoveh davar ki im galah. Soto illa evadayo hanaviyim. Surely, Adonai Yahweh, Adonai, he who be who he be, will do nothing. Ki lo yaise Adonai Yahweh, davar ki im gala soto il evadayo hanaviyim. But he revealeth his secret. Ki im gala sodo. He revealeth his secret. Gala sodo. Il ibadayo. Hanabi. He revealeth his secret. Sodo. His secret to his servants. Ibadayo. Hanabi. The prophets. Rav ta Khalifa maintained. Hakadosh Baruch Hu. The Holy One, blessed be he, made known to Dawi, to David, what would be done to Daniel, to Daniel. And here, Midrash note, the entire Mizmor, the entire Psalm, the entire Isis, the entire chant is interpreted as a prayer by Dawi in behalf of Daniel, of Daniel. Indeed, had the heathen, had the goyim, the Gentiles, the nationalities, the international community, had the Gentiles, had the heathen, had ha-goyim, any power at all to do anything to HaKadosh Baruch Hu, to the Holy One, the Sanctified One, the Set Apart One, the Isle One, blessed be he, they would have done it. This, the sons of Korach, of Korah, Korah, implied when they said, they have cast fire into thy sanctuary, in Psalm 74, verse 7. Shilchu avaisha miya kedasheka, they have set fire, Shilchu ba'esh, thy sanctuary into thy sanctuary. Shilchu ba'esh, mikdasheka, they have set mikdasheka, thy mikdash, thy sanctuary, thy holy place, on fire. Ba'esh, shilchu ba'esh, mikdasheka. That is, had Hagoyim, had the heathen, the Gentiles, the nationalities, the nations been able to ascend so as to break into Hashemayim, into the heavens, they would have broken in for the words. But now they break down the carved work thereof with axes and hammers, even from Psalm 74, hear, from Mizmor, Ayin Dalet, Psalm 74, Psalm LXXIV, where it reads, but now they break down the carved work thereof with axes and hammers. Psalm 74, hear, verse 6. Ve'ata pituchecha yachada, be'chashil ve'chelafota yahelomun. They, and now, all the carved work thereof together, they strike down with hatchet and hammers. Ve'ata pituchecha yachada, be'chashil ve'chelafota yahelomun. This means that since Hagoyim, since the heathen, the Gentiles, the nationalities were unable to break into Shemayim, heaven. They broke down the sanctuary on earth. They broke down the sanctuary on the earthly plane. Here, here, here. Midrash note here to Mizmor Samech Dalet. Psalm 74 is attributed to Asaph. The inclusion of Asaph among the three sons of Korach. This follows the opinion of Rav Yochanan. And here, 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 this is also a reference to Psalm 74, verses 2-3. Zikor edateka kanita edem galta shereta nachlateka har zion ze shekhanta bau ha rima pe fe ameka le ma shuota netzach kol hera'a oyeva bakodesh. Remember, Zikor, thy congregation, thy aggregation, Zikor, edateka, that thou hast gotten of old. Kanita, edem, as thou hast purchased, thou hast gotten from the edem. Zikor, edateka, kanita, edem, that thou hast redeemed to be the tribe of thine inheritance. Galta, sheveta, nachlateka, and Mount Zion, wherein thou hast dwelt, and Mount Zion, this Mount Zion, Har Zion, Ze, Shakanta, Bau, wherein thou hast dwelt, Shakanta, Bau, Harima, Fe'ameka, Le'ma, Shuota, Netzach, lift up thy steps, Fe'ameka, Harima, Fe'ameka, lift up thy steps, because of the perpetual ruins. Le mashuot netzach. Even all the evil that the enemy hath done in the sanctuary. Kol lahira'a oyeba bakodesh. 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 Zikor edateka. Zikor edateka. Kanita k'edem. Dalta shereta nachlateka. Har zion ze shakanta bawu. Harima fe'ameka le'a mashuot netzach kol hera'a oyev bakodesh. And the words, the kings of the earth stand up, and the rulers take counsel together against Jehovah, against he who be, who he be, and against Meshicho, against his anointed, his Messiah, against his Christ, even Christ in his kingly character. Yitayatzavu malkei eretz ve'nozori V'roznim nostu yachad ali Yehova v'al Meshicho. The kings of the earth stand up. Yitayatzavu malkei eretz. And the rulers, v'roznim, and the rulers, nostu yachad, take counsel together. V'roznim nostu yachad, against he who be, who he be, against Jehovah, ali Yehova, and against his anointed, v'al Meshicho. Mizmor Beit, Psalm 2, verse 2. This means that because Hagoyim, the nations and nationalities, because the heathen could not prevail against Ha'Elohim in Shemayim, in heaven, they took counsel against Daniel, as is said. All the presidents of the kingdom, the prefects and the satraps, took counsel together that the king should establish a statute and make a strong interdict, that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save of thee, except of thee, I, O king, he shall be cast into the den of lions. Now, O king, establish the interdict and sign the writing. Hear, hear, Daniel chapter 6, verses 8-9a. Ita ya'atu kola sarkeya malukuta siganaiya va'e hashadar penaiya hadavaraiya ua fache vata le ayama iyama malka ula takafa e sardiya kola diya yiva'eya va'ua min kola la ve'enasha ada yomima tilatina lahena minak. Malka yita remeya legova ara yavata. All the presidents of the kingdoms, the prefects and the satraps, the ministers and the governors have consulted together that the king should establish a statute and make a stronger edict that whosoever shall ask a petition of any god or man for 30 days, save except of thee, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions. Ka'ana malaka tikima esara vetira shuma ketava dia la le hashanaya kedata madaya uafarasa dia la te edei. Now, O king, establish the interdict, sign the writing, that it be not changed, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, that altereth not. The presidents and the satraps said to Darius, art thou not a king to do just such? All kings establish statutes and make laws, as it is said, even in Daniel chapter 6, verse 9b, according to the law of the Medes and Persians. Kadata madai ua faras, according to the law of the Medes and Persians. Kadata madai ua faras. But in thy lifetime thou hast not established any statutes. The king, hearing them say, now, O king, establish the interdict and sign the writing. Ka'an malika tikima esara we tirshuma katava. Now, O king, establish the interdict and sign the writing. Ka'ana malika tikima esara we tirshuma katava. He gave in to them when he heard them say, now, O king, establish the interdict and sign the writing. Gave in to them. And King Darius signed the writing and the interdict. Even here, Daniel chapter 6, verse 9a and verse 10. Kola kvela dina malika dara yavesa rishama katava ve esara. Wherefore, King Darius signed the writing and the interdict. Kola kvela dina malika dariyawesa rishama katava we sara. And when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house, his windows being open in his chamber toward Jerusalem. He kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed. Daniel chapter 6, verse 11. V'Daniel k'diya yida'a diya reshima katava Allah le vayite v'kavina p'tiyahana leh b'yalite negeda Yerushalayim v'zinina tilata v'yoma hu bareka Allah bira kohiya Ua mitzaleya, ua modeya kodama elahe, kola kvela dia hiva, aveda mina kadamata dina. And when Daniel knew that the writing was signed, he went into his house. Now his windows were open in his upper chamber toward Jerusalem. And he kneeled upon his knees three times a day and prayed, and gave thanks before his God as he did aforetime, saying, hear my voice, O God, Elohim. In my prayer, preserve my life from the terror of the enemy. Shema Elohim koli v'sichi mi pachad oyeva titzor chayai. Hear my voice, O Elohim. Hear Shema Elohim. Hear Elohim koli, my voice. V'sichi in my prayer, in my meditation, in my complaint. Mi pachad oyeba titzor chayai. Preserve my life from the terror, from the dread of the enemy. Mi pachad oyeb titzor chayai. When they sought out Daniel, they found him as he stood praying, as it is said. Then these men came tumultuously and found Daniel, praying and making supplication before his God. Here, Daniel chapter 6, verse 12. Edayin guvraya ileka haregishu v'hashekahu li Daniela ba'eha ua mitachanein odama elaheya. Then these men came tumultuously, and found Daniel, and found Daniel making petition and supplication before his God. Edayina Guvraya Ileka Haregishu We Ha Shekahu Lidaniel Baeh Ua Mita Hanena Kodam Elahei. Whereupon Daniel uttered the following words, Lifne Elohim, before Elohim, the true good, the true God. These men come tumultuously upon me. Hide me from the counsel of evildoers, from the tumult of the workers of iniquity. Even here, today, Psalm Mizmor Samek Dalet, Psalm 64, verse 3. Tasatereinia misoda mir'im, meya rikshata po ele aven. Hide me, tastereini, hide I. Pastereini, mi soda mir'im, from the soda council of the evildoers. Pastereini, mi soda mir'im, me rikshata po elea then, from the tumult, me rikshat, of the workers, po elei of iniquity, po elei aven. As soon as the presidents and satraps found the means, they approached the king, as is said. They came near him and spoke before the king concerning the king's interdict. Hast thou not signed an interdict that every man that shall make petition to any god or man within 30 days, save to thee, except to thee I, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, that altereth not. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, who is of the children of the captivity of Judah, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the interdict that thou hast signed, but make his petition three times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, was sore displeased, and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to rescue him. Daniel chapter 6, verses 13 to 15. Bedayina karivu ve amarina kodama malaka alai sara malaka helai sara re eshamta dia kola enasha dia yivaya mina kola elaha ve enasha al ada yomina tilatina lahena minaka malaka yitar meya le gov arayavata aneya malaka ve amara yatsiva milita Data Madaya Ufaresa di la te idea. Then they came near and spoke before the king concerning the king's edict. Hast thou not signed an interdict that every man that shall make petition to any god or man within 30 days, save to the eye, except to the eye, O king, shall be cast into the den of lions? The king answered and said, the thing is true, according to the law of the Medes and Persians, that altereth not. Bedayina enoa vi amrina kodama malaka dia Daniela dia mina beneya geluta dia Yehuda la sama elaik malaka te aima vi alai sara dia re shamta vi zimanina telata be yoma ba eya ba ute. Then answered they and said before the king, that Daniel, who is of the children of the captivity of Judah, that Daniel, dia Daniel, dia mina b'neya galuta, dia Yehud, regardeth not thee, O king, nor the interdict that thou hast signed, but maketh his petition three times a day. Then the king, when he heard these words, Edayina malaka kudia miyalita shema'a, was sore displeased and set his heart on Daniel to deliver him. And he labored till the going down of the sun to rescue him. Edayina malaka, kudia, melita, shema'a, sagia, sagia, b'esh, Elohia, v'ala, Daniela, sambala, le, sheza, vute, v'ada, me'aleya, shimsha, heva, misha, tadara, le, hatzalute. As the presidents and the satraps reproached the king, he said, "Look you, you are not to be believed." And so they kept quiet the whole day. At the going down of the sun, Daniel began to pray, saying, "Because of these wicked men, these ratchet men, should not a man pray?" Hence, here it is said, the king labored till the going down of the sun to rescue him. Ada me aleya shimsha wa miyeshitadara lehat alute, and he labored till the going down of the sun to rescue him. And here Midrash note, the sense seems to be more logical if one assumes that the speaker was the king rather than Daniel. Quote, at the going down of the sun, Daniel began to pray. He, the king, Malka, had said, because of these wicked, these ratchet men, he, Daniel, will not pray. Hence, it is said, the king labored till the going down of the sun to rescue him. The king challenged Daniel's accusers to prove that Daniel was violating the edict, and hoped that knowing of the accusation, Daniel would be careful not to pray. But when at sundown Daniel prayed, nevertheless, the king could no longer protect him. So here the point being that it's the king who is saying because of these wicked men, he will not pray, and therefore the king labored till the going down of the sun to rescue Daniel. But when the sun went down, Daniel prayed nevertheless, thus the king could no longer protect him. Surely, if Daniel did what he did for the sake of a prayer that a man may omit without fear of being cut down by heaven or being put to death by a court, how much more ought we, I and I, to heed other obligations for whose neglect we are liable to be cut down by Shemayim, by heaven, or put to death by a court. And although the king sought to save Daniel, he could not do so. For the presidents and the satraps said to him, quote, Thou hast told us, you are not to be believed. Behold, thou hast seen for thyself. Then, as scripture says, the king commanded, and they brought Daniel, and cast him into the den of lions. Hear, Daniel chapter 6, verse 17. Bedaina malaka mara wi haitina li Daniel urmoa le guba di aryavata ane malaka wi amara le Daniel e lahak dia anteh palach le bi te rim te dima bi te dira hu ye sheza vinak. Then the king commanded, and they brought Daniel and cast him into the den of lions. Now the king spoke and said to Daniel, thy God whom thou servest continually, he will deliver thee. Elahak dia anit palach leh bia te dira hua ye sheza vinak. And a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. Daniel chapter 6, verse 18. Vehetayita vena chda ve sumata alapuma guba, and a stone was brought and laid upon the mouth of the den. But whence, where stones in Babylon? From where are stones in Babylon? But whence stones in Babylon? This stone flew from the land of Israel, the Eretz Israel, and came to rest at the mouth of the den. Rav Huna, in the name of Rav Jose, interpreted the word Evan ebon, stone, as meaning that an angel, in the likeness of a lion, came and sat at the mouth of the den. Minyani, and the proof? The verse, my God hath sent his angel, and hath shut the lion's mouths, and they have not hurt me, and they have not hurt me. Daniel chapter 6, verse 23. My God hath sent his angel, and hath shut the lion's mouth, and they have not hurt me. Elahi shalach maleke ua segar pum aryarata vitla chevaluni kola kveladia kodamo hiya zaku hiya shite kata hiya shite kahatali afa ko damaik malaka chevula la avadet. My God hath sent his angel and hath shut the lion's mouth. Elahi shalach malikeya ua segara puma aryawata. And they have not hurt, and they have not hurt me. Vit la chibuluni. For as much as before him innocency was found in me, and also before thee, O king, have I done no hurt, have I done no hurt. Kola kirella dia koda mohia zakua hiya shite kahat li wi afa koda maik malka chibula la abdate. Then the king went to his palace and passed the night fasting. Neither were diversions brought before him, and his sleep fled. His sleep fled from him. Daniel chapter 6, verse 19. Edayina izala malka lehikaleha uavata evata ve dahivana la hanaela kodamohia ve shinateha nadata elohi. Then the king went to his palace and fasted and passed the night fasting. Neither were diversions brought before him, and his sleep fled from him. For he said, what did this affliction, that I should be the cause of this man's dying, see in me that made it come? Then the king arose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. And when he came near to the den to Daniel, he cried with a pained voice, O Daniel, servant of the living God, is thy God whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee from the lions? Hear Daniel chapter 6, verse 20 and 21. Vedayin malka bia shifara fara yikuma bi nagriha ua ve hite behala le guba di aryawata izala. Then the king rose very early in the morning and went in haste to the den of lions. Ua ka mika reve le guba le daniela bik ala etziva ze ika aneya malka ve amar le daniela reda eyalaha chaya eyalaha dia an tehe palacha le bia te dira hayakila le she zavuta kamina aryawata. And when he came near to the den to Daniel, he cried with a pained voice. The king spoke and said to Daniel, Reidai laha chaya. O Daniel, servant of the living God, Daniel, Reidai laha chaya. Is thy God, Eilahaka, is thy God whom thou servest continually, able to deliver thee, from the lions? Daniel, Ebedai, Laha, Chaya, Eilahaka, Dia, Anitihir, Palachale, Bita, Dira, Haikila, Li, Shezavutaka, Mina, Ariawata. And though Daniel heard, he did not answer because he was reading the Shema, Then said Daniel to the king, O king, live forever. My God have sent his angel, and have shut the lion's mouths. Daniel chapter 6, verse 23. Elahi yashalach malekeh ua sigari pum ariyawata. My God, Elahi, have sent his angel, shalach malekeh, and shut the lion's mouths. Ua sigari pum ariyawata. Ua sigar pum ariyawata, 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 and shut the lion's mouth. Ve la chabeluni, and they have not hurt me. Ve la chabeluni. How did this happen? When Daniel went down to the lions, they became like tame beasts in his presence. As is said, the lion, which is mighty, and turneth not away for any, became a tame beast. Even in Mishle Shlomo, in the Mashal, in Proverbs chapter 30, verse 30. The lion, that is mighty, and turneth not away for any, became a tame beast. Laisha gibora babehema, lo yashuva mipne kol. The lion, laish, mighty gibor babehema, among the behema, among beasts. Laish gibor babehema, with lo yashuv mipne kol, and turneth not away for any. With lo yashuv, and doesn't turn away, mipne kol, from the face of all, from the face of any. Laisha gibor babehema, with lo yashuv mipne kol. For HaKadosh Baruch Hu, the Holy One, blessed be He, said, let a lion come and deliver a lion from the mouth of a lion. For HaKadosh, the Holy One, the Sanctified, Set Apart One, the Isle One, Baruch Hu, blessed be He, said, may a lion come and deliver a lion from the mouth of a lion. And here, Midrash note here on Mizmor Samek Dalet, Psalm 64. The first lion was the angel, who appeared in the likeness of a lion. The second was Daniel, who, being of the tribe of Judah, was considered a lion's whelp. See, refer to Bereshith, Genesis chapter 49, verse 9. Gor Arye Yehuda Miet Arefa Bni Alita Kara'a Rabata K Arye Uak Lavia Mia Yikimenu. Judah, Yehuda is a lion's whelp. Gor Arye Yehuda, from the prey, my son, thou art gone up. Mit Arefa Bini Alita, he stooped down, Kara'a, he couched as a lion, Rabata Ka'aye, and as a lioness, Ukalavi, who shall rouse him up? Mi Yikimenu, who shall rouse him up? Gora Aye Yehuda, Mit Aref Bini Alita Kara'a Rabata Kaarye Ua Kalavi Mia Yikemen Ya 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 Yikemen.
Lion of Judah shall break every chain.
It was a terrible roar. It's an awful roar. And then I realized it was an earthquake. It was a
Lion of Judah. Lion of Judah. Lion of Judah.
Keeps 26 lions. The emperor's lions are like enormous pet dogs, the way they lie around the palaces of Ethiopia. Two of his lions roam free in the imperial grounds. One is reputed to travel in its own jeep.
I saw in the night visions, and behold, one like the Son of Man came with the clouds of heaven, and came to the Ancient of Days, and they brought him near before him. And there was given him dominion and glory and a kingdom that all people, nations, and languages should serve. His dominion is an everlasting dominion which shall not pass away, and his kingdom that which shall not be destroyed. I, Daniel, was grieved in my spirit in the midst of my body, and the visions of my head troubled me. I came near unto one of them that stood by and asked him the truth of all this. So he told me, and made me know the interpretation of the things. These great beasts, which are four kings which shall arise out of the earth. But the saints of the Most High shall take the kingdom and possess the kingdom forever, even forever and ever. Then I would know the truth of the fourth beast, which was diverse from all the others, exceeding dreadful, whose teeth were of iron and his nails of brass, which devoured, break in pieces, and stamped the residue with his feet, and of the ten horns that were in his head, and of the other which came up, and before whom three fell, even that horn that had eyes, and a mouth that spake very great things, whose look was more stout than bellows. I beheld, and the same horn made war with the saints, and prevailed against them, until the Ancient of Days came, and judgment was given to the saints of the Most High. And the time came, the saints possessed the kingdom. Thus he said, the fourth beast shall be the fourth kingdom upon earth, which shall be diverse from all kingdoms, and shall devour the whole earth, and shall tread it down and break it in pieces. And the ten horns after this kingdom are ten kings that shall arise, and another shall rise after them, and he shall be diverse from the first, and he shall subdue three kings. He shall speak great words against the Most High, and shall wear out the saints of the Most High, and think to change times and laws. And they shall be given into his hand until a time and time for the dividing of time. But the judgment shall sit, and they shall take away his dominion, to consume and to destroy it unto the end. And the kingdom and dominion, and the greatness of the kingdom under the whole heaven, shall be given to the people of the saints of the Most High, whose kingdom is an everlasting kingdom, and all dominion shall serve and obey him. Hitherto is the end of the matter. As for me, Daniel, my cogitation much troubled me, and my countenance changed it. But I kept the matter in my heart.
Every chain. No, I'm a